This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palta. NATO General Secretary Jens Stoltenberg on Monday played down hopes of significant progress at talks between the U.S. and Russia aimed at diffusing tensions over a Russian military buildup on the border with Ukraine.
But I don't think we can expect that these meetings will solve all the issues. What we are hoping for is that we can agree on the way forward, that we can agree on a series of meetings, that we can agree on the process.
Senior U.S. and Russian officials have launched special talks on strategic stability today as part of a flurry of diplomatic activity in Europe this week. Olga Stefanishyna, Ukraine's Deputy Prime Minister for European and Euro-Atlantic Integration, was part of that flurry and explained it vividly for the Russian representatives.
Aggressor is not in a position to put conditions until the Russian tanks is out of Ukrainian border. We see as Russia attempts to shift the discussion by threatening with a new war without moving any step forward peaceful settlement within Minsk and Normandy formats. What Russia is doing is tries to impose its agenda instead of returning to the negotiation table.
Russia has said that it wants the issue resolved this month, but NATO is wary that Putin might be looking for a pretext, such as a negotiating failure, to launch an investigation. A legal official says a court in Myanmar has sentenced ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi to 4 more years in prison after finding her guilty of illegally importing and possessing walkie-talkies and violating coronavirus restrictions. Suu Kyi was convicted last month on 2 other charges and given a 4-year prison sentence, which was then cut in half by the head of the military-installed government. The cases are among about a dozen brought against the 76